I'd like to warmly welcome everyone to this Wednesday gathering, a live teleconferenced prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by prayerfulliving.com and open to all. We are delighted that you've joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis, and Merry Christmas. For those of you with a computer, our web address for this meeting is prayerfulgathering.com. To hear previous healing messages, click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive on the prayerfulgathering.com webpage. Let's continue in joyful song with hymn number 417.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room.
Again, welcome to this healing meeting at prayerfulgathering.com. The topic of today's healing message is Joy to the World. I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible and correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. From the Bible, Isaiah. The desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. Thus saith the Lord, be ye glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. Luke, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And Mary said, Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Be it unto me according to thy word. My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And the angel said unto them, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Matthew. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Luke. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people. And Simeon blessed them. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she, coming in that instant, gave thanks likewise unto the Lord. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. And he was teaching in one of the synagogues. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also, and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place whither he himself would come. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Psalms, O God, in thy presence is fullness of joy. And I will now read correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Spirit names and blesses all. Spirit blesses the multiplication of its own pure and perfect ideas. Immortal spiritual man alone represents the truth of creation. The time cometh when the spiritual origin of man, the divine science which ushered Jesus into human presence, will be understood and demonstrated. The divinity of the Christ was made manifest in the humanity of Jesus. Spiritually, to understand that there is but one Creator, God, unfolds all creation, confirms the Scriptures, brings the sweet assurance of no parting, no pain, and of man deathless and perfect and eternal. Do you teach that spirit creates materially? Or do you declare that spirit is infinite, therefore matter is out of the question? It is contrary to Christian science to suppose that life is either material or organically spiritual. The description of man as purely physical or as both material and spiritual, but in either case dependent upon his physical organization, is the Pandora box from which all ills have gone forth, especially despair. Man is tributary to God, Spirit, and to nothing else. God's being is infinity, freedom, harmony, and boundless bliss. Whatever reflects mind, life, truth, and love is spiritually conceived and brought forth. But the statement that man is conceived and evolved both spiritually and materially, or by both God and man, contradicts this eternal truth. Man is not a pendulum swinging between evil and good, joy and sorrow, sickness and health, life and death. Man is spiritual, individual, and eternal. Material structure is mortal. This mortal seeming is temporal. It never merges into immortal being, but finally disappears. And immortal man, spiritual and eternal, is found to be the real man. Life is, always has been, and ever will be, independent of matter. For life is God, and man is the idea of God, not formed materially, but spiritually, and not subject to decay and dust. Denial of the claims of matter is a great step towards the joys of spirit, towards human freedom, and the final triumph over the body. The fundamental error lies in the supposition that man is a material outgrowth, and that the cognizance of good or evil, which he has through the bodily senses, constitutes his happiness or misery. Materialism grades the human species as rising from matter upward, but divine science reveals the eternal chain of existence as uninterrupted and wholly spiritual. Yet this can be realized only as the false sense of being disappears. The footsteps of thought rising above material standpoints are slow and portend a long night to the traveler. But the angels of his presence, the spiritual intuitions that tell us when the night is far spent, the day is at hand, are our guardians in the gloom. Man understands spiritual existence in proportion as his treasures of truth and love are enlarged. We know no more of man as the true divine image and likeness than we know of God. Hold thought steadfastly to the enduring, the good, and the true, and you will bring these into your experience proportionably to their occupancy of your thoughts. Happiness is spiritual, born of truth and love. Entirely separate from the belief and dream of material living is the life divine, revealing spiritual understanding and the consciousness of man's dominion over the whole earth. When the real is attained, which is announced by science, joy is no longer a trembler, nor is hope a cheat. Spiritual ideas like numbers and notes start from principle and admit no materialistic beliefs. Spiritual ideas lead up to their divine origin, God, and to the spiritual sense of being. Science inevitably lifts one's being higher in the scale of harmony and happiness. To those leaning on the sustaining infinite, today is big with blessings.